This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he could still win the country's presidential election, but would respect the nation's decision if the race went to a runoff vote in 2 weeks. Speaking to supporters in Ankara, where he has given previous victory speeches during his 2 decades in power, Erdogan said the unofficial results from Sunday's election were still unclear, but claimed he was in the clear lead. Adding, quote, "We don't know yet if the elections ended in the first round. If our nation has chosen for a second round, that is also welcome," he said it early Monday, noting that votes from Turkish citizens living abroad still need to be tallied. Germany has pledged new military aid to Ukraine as it welcomed the Ukrainian president to Berlin on Sunday. VOA's Arash Abbasadi has more.
Sunday in Berlin, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky with military honors in Zelensky's first visit since the start of the war. The meeting follows Germany's announcement Saturday of a new package of military aid nearly matching all previous aid to date. The German government pledged nearly $3 billion of new support, including anti-aircraft systems, ammunition, and its sought-after Leopard tanks. Arash Abbasadi, VOA News.
Calm returned to Gaza Sunday as a fragile ceasefire largely held, leaving Palestinians and Israelis to count the cost of 5 days of cross-border fire that killed dozens. The fighting broke out Tuesday with Israeli strikes on the Islamic Jihad militant group. It ceased late Saturday following days of truce talks led by Egypt.